Do you sense an invisible force stopping you from stepping fully into your purpose and power? Have you felt a real fear about speaking your spiritual truth, developing your healing and intuitive gifts, raising your prices, or going for it with a spiritually centered business? These blocks and fears can be the result of something called witch wounds. The witch wound is the psychic trauma that all women carry after a millennia of invalidation, disempowerment, and abuse. Patriarchal culture has systemically invalidated feminine gifts like intuition, embodiment and collaboration, emotional intelligence, and healing. The witch wound is what rears its ugly head when any awakened woman has the audacity to put herself out there as her authentic, powerful, healing, intuitive, witchy self. It gets even more triggered when that same woman decides to charge appropriately what she's worth for those gifts. That's a quote by Natalie Ann Taggart, who wrote Healing the Witch Wounds. Does that quote resonate with you? It certainly did with me when I first read it, and it still does today. This is how witch wounds can show up in your life. A crushing lack of confidence and self-doubt. Imposter syndrome that says, who am I to do this? Plus, chronic self-comparison. Keeping yourself financially strapped, stuck in a draining situation, such as a job you don't like, a toxic relationship, or just chronically undercharging in your business. Procrastination about making positive changes and stepping onto your soul's path. A deep fear of being rejected, judged, trolled, persecuted, humiliated for shining your light. Anxiety about charging appropriately for your services. Worry about people judging you or saying, who do you think you are? Invisibility, a terror of being seen and heard as a spiritual healer, teacher, psychic, even a spiritual believer. A resistance to following through on your purpose, attending a training course or starting or building a business. While we are a lot more awakened than during the witch trials of the 14th to the 18th centuries, nowadays we have internet trolls and other unconscious fears to activate the witch wounds and keep us stuck. These collective wounds hold you in a pattern of powerlessness and fear, and they're trying to make you feel safe, but they're actually keeping you horribly stuck. The best way to heal them for yourself and the others in the world is to recognize that you have them and then be willing to release them so they no longer control you. A few years ago, while I was teaching my certification training, psychic development and healing, one of the group burst into tears, shaking uncontrollably. She was rigid with fear and she just couldn't say why. She admitted that these kind of anxieties had stopped her from studying Reiki and other spiritual healing courses, even though she was really drawn to them and felt they were her purpose. I psychically saw that she had a witch wound from a past life that she'd suffered persecution for being a healer. I told her what I saw. It resonated with her, and so I worked with Archangel Michael to release the fear and the blocks that were holding her back. She soon became calm and looked so much brighter and lighter than before. I'm happy to say that this same woman went on to build a thriving spiritual healing business as a healer. She has a big following on Instagram as well, so she's completely cleared that fear of being seen. That deep unconscious witch wound had held her back for a long time, and she confessed to having cancelled many courses and programs over the years. As a teacher who guides lightworkers to open their psychic channels and find their purpose, I have seen this story play out hundreds of times. So how can you heal your witch wounds? Well, we're not at risk of physical harm for being a healer, an entrepreneur, an intuitive, or even an artist. But there are other ways that the witch wound can trigger. In the world at the moment, we're seeing a lot of persecution of people for their skin color, their culture, who they love, and how they identify. We're also witnessing a lot of female artists, famous people, being shamed and blamed for things that aren't their fault and that don't make sense, except for the fact that the old witch wound persecutor is still alive in the consciousness of the collective. The fear mind, your ego mind, can't tell the difference between a real threat, an imagined or a remembered one. But these fears can be triggered by any judgment or persecution that we witness in others. Whenever we have an unconscious fear, it can act as a blind spot, blocking you from what you want. That is, until it is released. Here are three ways you can release these fears. Number one, positive affirmations. Affirmations are self-love in action, and they affect our mind. And obviously, the witch wound, part of it is in your mind, even if it's in your unconscious mind. So affirmative statements can calm your mind and replace destructive fear-based ideas with thoughts and ideas that build strong positive energy. You can use affirmations at any time. Repeat regularly, it is safe for me to be a healer, speak my truth, connect with my angels, start my healing business. Affirmations are powerful medicine for the fear mind, which when left to its own devices will project all kinds of scenarios and trigger your fight or flight reaction, which will put you into a state of paralysis. Number two, focus on service. Anyone who's ever done anything creative and entrepreneurial has experienced self-doubt and imposter syndrome, including me. Nowadays, I shudder to think what would have happened if I had listened to my very loud fears and chosen to not start my healing business in the early 2000s. The ego fear mind is focused only on protecting your small, scared self from perceived threats and worst-case scenarios. Your higher self knows better and thinks bigger. You shift into your higher self by thinking about how you can serve the greater good rather than look after your small ego self. Imagine how much positive energy you add to the world by getting past your fears and following your heart. Think about how many people you can potentially bless, help, and inspire by shining your light rather than keeping yourself small and stuck. This following mantra is my favorite ego buster. It helps me whenever I get the thought, who am I to do this? And it is, when I get nervous, I focus on service. Which means that when fear comes up, I focus on how I can help and bless the world through my work rather than what people think of me. Another way to do this is to think, focus on blessing rather than impressing. Don't worry about what people think of you. If you're making a video, focus on the message. Remember, the bigger the fear that you have, the bigger your purpose is. Move through the fear, knowing that you have so many blessings to share with the world, and you can't begin to share them or know how they're going to affect people unless you get started and get past your fears. Number three. To heal your witch wounds, you have to heal and release your witch wounds. I don't know if you've ever experienced the power of angelic healing. Perhaps you've come to one of my programs or the monthly angel attunements. Angelic healing is profoundly effective, it's intense, and it's fast for releasing fears such as these. The transmutation is the most powerful I've ever encountered. Witch wounds can be uprooted and cleansed and cleared from you very quickly with deep angelic clearing with the help of the archangels. I have a powerful class and healing session focused entirely on this subject. It's called How to Heal the Witch Wounds. This class will help you identify and release and heal your witch wounds for yourself and for the collective consciousness. The time has now come to release these awful psychic blockages so that you can shine your light and be who you came here to be. You can go to the link at the bottom of my page to find this powerful class and purchase it. You will get lifetime access to the recording and the guided healing session that is a part of it. It's time to surrender your fears to the angels and completely let go. In the meantime, if you feel that resistance, the inner voice that wants to keep you safe and tell you that it's dangerous to follow your purpose and power, recognize it as your witch wound and send yourself love. Make a decision to not let the fear control you. You can choose to heal these wounds with your angel's help and step onto the powerful path that your soul is calling you. If you're ready to release all of your fear and self-doubt, you can claim your power, fulfill your purpose, develop your psychic gifts, and open to the messages from the angels, you can join my Angel Communication Practitioner Program starting soon. Get in touch or use the link below or on the menu to find out more about the 4-month program and healing immersion. I'm sending you so much love. This article and this subject is so important to me because at this time we are ascending. We're going through a time in change of consciousness, and the witch wounds which come from that patriarchal energy of holding people down, not just women, but anybody who has that intuitive side, or anyone that wants to follow their purpose and do something that is contrary to the norm, is affected by the witch wound. And so when we do this healing, we're not only releasing it for you, we're releasing it for the collective, so that the divine feminine energy can rise and we can be in alignment as we ascend to a more loving, peaceful time on earth. With all my love.